Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. On October the 6th, 2023, the eve of the October 7th attacks, Israel faced perhaps its most perilous strategic environment in half a century. Hamas was poised to launch its deadliest assault since the Yom Kippur War of 1973. To the north, Hezbollah boasted 100,000 trained fighters and an estimated arsenal of 120,000 missiles and rockets. Iran stood dominant, its nuclear weapon program advancing and its regional influence expanding, backed by the Houthis in Yemen, militias in Iraq, Assad in Syria, and its proxies in Gaza and Lebanon. This ring of fire encircled Israel, threatening overwhelming retaliation should it strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden was seen as a restraining force on any Israeli preemptive action. Less than 2 years later, this landscape is unrecognizable. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Iraq's militias, and Assad Syria have either severed ties with Iran, been severely degraded, or ceased to pose serious threats. Iran itself endured a humiliating 12-day war that crippled its air defences, damaged its nuclear infrastructure, and exposed its vulnerability to the Israeli military supremacy. Despite years of anti-Israel rhetoric, when the confrontation came, Tehran's fury proved futile. This dramatic reversal has led some to dub the new era Pax Israelica, or as Limonte's Giles Paris styled it, Pax Hebraica. A Pax is defined as a period of general stability in international affairs under the influence of a dominant military power. Like Pax Romanica or Pax Americana, it marks an era where one power's dominance enforces regional peace. Paris wrote that in mere months, Israel had become the sheriff of the Middle East. He described Israel's bombings as a final epitaph of the blindness of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, who in his miscalculation dismantled the entire axis of resistance carefully cultivated by Iran over decades. The October 7th war elevated Israel from a marginalized presence to a respected regional superpower. That does not mean that every neighbouring nation suddenly embraces Israel or loves Israel, but it does suggest a shift in geopolitical calculus. Opposing Israel has proved to be self-defeating, while cooperation might enhance national interest and global influence. The prospect of Syria joining the Abraham Accords, once laughable, is now a subject of serious discussion. As for Saudi Arabia, its accession to the Accords feels less like an if and now more like a when. Recent events in southern Syria underscore this new reality. Following internal clashes involving the Druze community, Israel intervened militarily to stabilize the region. Syria responded not with defiance, but with negotiation. Reuters reported that Israel had agreed with the Syrian government to allow Syrian troops into Suwayda for 48 hours to quell the unrest. The notion of Israel dictating military deployment within sovereign Syrian territory would have been unthinkable in decades past. That kind of influence, commanding terms over another state's internal affairs, is the hallmark of a military superpower. For comparison, it echoes the United States' sway over Ukrainian wartime decisions. If indeed we are witnessing the emergence of Pax Israelica, then Israel is not just surviving but imposing peace, a long anticipated development for Bible students. The modern rebirth of Israel in 1948 and its capture of Jerusalem in 1967 fulfilled prophecy, but lasting peace always seemed elusive. Ezekiel 38 clearly speaks of Israel as a land of unwalled villages, dwelling safely, and that has never yet described Israel. For decades, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has served as a convenient tool for regional powers. Palestinians remained uniquely designated as perpetual refugees, unable to assimilate, their plight prolonged by external actors who simultaneously fueled and exploit the conflict. It stands to reason that those who sustained it could also dismantle it, if political will aligns. In a wholly different context, Lenin observed, "There are decades where nothing happens and weeks where decades happen." That sentiment fits the velocity of change in the Middle East today. We may be witnessing the unfolding of an era once thought inconceivable, a Pax Israelica, where Israel not only secures peace, but embodies regional leadership. A recent Jerusalem Post headline declared, "Israelis now safer than at any time in a generation." And so we recall the biblical warning, perhaps first spoken of AD 70, but echo today, "When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News.